Yeah, well, yesterday, and the day before, we just came from Montreal, and it was very sunny. It was beautiful, no rain, and the lake and the mountains, just gorgeous. But listen, this is London. Every place is different, and I like that. I kind of like this kind of weather because I don't have. I mean, in Brazil, rarely, and in LA where I live, it's So I like that.
Good. Well, don't bring too much of it. We want the sunshine. And I know many people that are waiting for your gig and to have the music full of sunshine. You mentioned Montreux there. That's where you've come from the jazz festival there. Can you tell us about that? How was that?
That was exciting. It was really, I mean, incredible. First of all, it was a beautiful place. And then you see all your colleagues there, people that you know for years, people that, the great musicians. I mean, yesterday, there was Tony Bennett was there. So you run into him in the lobby, say, hey, how are you? Then there was Herbie Hancock, there was Foreplay, it was like Nathan East and Bob James. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful place, a lovely room. We played at the Stravinsky Hall. And we played, by the time we hit the stage, it was like midnight and a half. So we didn't leave the stage until I think 2 in the morning or something. So it was a long evening, but it was great, very exciting.
And you met up with Quincy Jones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know he was there. So we were sitting by, on the stage. I mean, off the stage for a minute, and I saw him. I was surprised, and I know Quincy for many, many years. So on the last song we did, I see him standing up and coming towards the stage, so I went there, brought him to the stage, and there he was dancing and smiling, and it was such a wonderful thing. I mean, to see people like Quincy Jones, which is a legend, one of the greatest musicians and orchestrators ever. Though there he's dancing with my band, and even me was trying to do some steps with him, and it was a funny thing anyway. It was pretty cool.
What do you think it is? I mean, we have our Latin party at Jazz FM, and people can switch on to that, know nothing at all about any of the artists or any of the music at all, and yet they'll go, I like this. There almost seems to be a perfect storm of music, Brazilian music. Do you have an explanation for it?
Well, I think it's unique, it's kind of I'm talking now specifically because if you want to talk Latin music, of course, there's Cuban music, which is fantastic. I love their music from other countries in Latin America. But Brazilian music is very different. I think besides the rhythm that's very contagious as well, there are incredible melodies that people relate to. It's a very melodical country. So when you put those melodies and people cannot forget those. And I think that's one thing that makes Brazilian music so, and it's romantic and it's very sensual, and so it's one of those things that makes Brazilian music so important all over the world, and still is.